Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, journaling for mental health. Now, I know what you might be thinking, journaling? Isn't that something my grandma does? Trust me, it's way more than that. It's a seriously effective tool for navigating the ups and downs of life in today's crazy world. Think of it like therapy with a pen, just you, your thoughts, and a whole lot of potential for growth. Ever felt overwhelmed by the constant chatter in your head? You know that feeling when to-do lists are swirling around, worries are keeping you up at night, and emotions seem to be running wild. Journaling can be your personal haven, your safe space to untangle those knots. It's a chance to process everything, make sense of it all, and gain clarity amidst the chaos. Now, let's break down why this simple act of putting pen to paper is so beneficial for our mental well-being. First off, journaling helps us identify and understand our emotions better. Think about it. We often suppress or ignore our feelings, but they're always there, simmering beneath the surface. Journaling gives them a voice, allowing us to acknowledge and explore them without judgment. It's like shining a light on those hidden corners of our mind, making sense of what's driving our thoughts and behaviors. Second, it's a powerful stress reliever. When we write down our worries and anxieties, they lose some of their power over us. It's like releasing a pressure valve. Getting those pent-up feelings out on paper can significantly reduce their intensity. Think of it like this. Your journal becomes your personal punching bag for negativity, allowing you to vent, process, and move forward feeling lighter and more balanced. Third, journaling fosters self-awareness and personal growth. By reflecting on our experiences, thoughts, and actions, we gain valuable insights into who we are and how we operate. We start to notice patterns, understand our triggers, and identify areas where we can grow. It's like taking a deep dive into the depths of our own being, uncovering hidden strengths and recognizing opportunities for improvement. And here's something really cool. Journaling can actually boost our creativity. When we give ourselves space to freely express our thoughts and ideas without censorship or judgment, our minds can wander, make unexpected connections, and generate fresh perspectives. It's like a mental playground where imagination runs wild, leading to innovative solutions and inspiring breakthroughs. Finally, let's not forget the simple joy of putting pen to paper. There's something incredibly therapeutic about the physical act of writing, the flow of words onto the page, and the tangible evidence of our thoughts and experiences. It's a mindful practice that helps us connect with ourselves on a deeper level and find peace amidst the whirlwind of daily life. Okay, picture this. You're rushing to meet a deadline, your mind is racing with a million things, and you feel like you're about to burst. Instead of letting stress take over, you take 5 minutes to sit down and write. You pour out all those anxieties, that jumbled mess of thoughts, onto the page. As you write, you start to notice patterns in your thinking, recognize triggers for your stress, and even come up with practical solutions. Suddenly, you feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle that deadline head on. See what I mean? Journaling isn't just about scribbling down random thoughts. It's a powerful tool for self-discovery, emotional regulation, and personal growth. So, my takeaway message is this. Give journaling a try. Find a quiet space, grab your favorite notebook, or even just a notepad, and let those thoughts flow freely onto the page. You might be surprised by what you uncover about yourself and how much it can positively impact your mental health journey. Remember, every small step counts, and taking 5 minutes to journal each day can make a world of difference. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who could benefit from journaling's power. Let's spread the word about this incredible tool for self-improvement. Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember, be kind to yourself, stay confident, and keep those pens moving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.